Anyway, you may have seen some pictures today. There was a picture in the Sun of Antonio Conte taking a few days off with the international break. He's got to worry about that anymore, of course. Now he's a club manager once again. There he is, lying in the sun with a little pair of Speedos on. I'm sure he was delighted to be snapped. Reading a book. And it's an interesting one. It's a football book. And it came out, I think, first in 2012. Football English, Soccer Vocabulary for Learners of English. Tom Challenger is the author. He joins us now. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
So after all these years, there you are. Notoriety once again, a second wave with your book.
Yeah, I was quite surprised to be called up today by a newspaper telling me that it's appeared in the Sun newspaper.
I've been having a kind of read through the book, so just tell us a little bit more about it and why you wrote it.
Well, if you're a learner of English as a second language or a foreign language, then for a lot of professions there's a book available to you. So if you're a doctor, you can buy a book to help you learn the vocabulary you need to do your job, or if you're an accountant, etc. And as a football fan and an English teacher of English as a foreign language to adults, I realised that this book just didn't exist. And so I decided to write it, and I self-published it, and it's being used. It's selling quite well, and I think the academies and individuals who've got private English teachers, like probably Antonio Conte can afford, are obviously using it.
That's where you think he got hold of the book from his teacher?
I think he's being a good boy and doing his homework, yeah. Or he knows he's being snapped, so he got the book out and so he could prove to his teacher that he was doing his homework.
I mean, it's so much like the Politburo at Chelsea. I'm reading into this that he's planning to stay for the year, otherwise he wouldn't be learning or he's going to another English club. I've no idea.
It's a sign, yeah.
It does seem a good sign. I mean, it's a kind of way to short circuit the whole thing, isn't it? It's a certain vocab that you need, as you say, to get the job done. And your book just sort of cuts to the chase from his point of view.
That's the idea. The idea. Yeah, and I think, as I said, I think they're using it. There's a lot of young people in the academies who are doing schooling, and they will be learning English as foreign language, and they will be using books. And there's only a couple of books out there. My one's the only one that I know of that's specifically vocabulary, and there's another course book that the kids obviously use. But it's basically a phrase book presented in a way with exercises that will help you to actually learn the vocabulary. And I listened to some of his past press interviews, and I did notice that he's using some of the vocabulary in the book, which was
excellent. Is it hard not to descend into cliche? I mean, football is so full of cliche, isn't it? It must be difficult. You must write a sentence for a manager to say that, you know, all credit to the lads, etc., etc. You've got some sentences like that. Is it difficult not to?
Well, it's that's actually quite advanced, and you don't need it to communicate. And so you'll find that the foreign managers, the non-English speaking managers, don't probably use those kind of cliches. But I mean, for instance, he was using in his last press conference after the Spurs. Everton match, the last one. Mm-hmm. Rotate my players, strengthen the squad on the bench, and these are all sort of fixed phrases. They're not, you wouldn't describe them as cliches, but we only use them in football or in sports, and that, like you say, that's a quick way of getting the language you need to do your job.
Do you have
and
the foot?
Quite impressive. Someone of his age, you know, I think he's 48 now. He's been learning English for a couple of years, and he's got, you know, he's fluent. You know,
he's doing pretty well, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite impressive. Even Capello, to be honest, I was quite impressed how much. As somebody who was in his 60s that probably wasn't actually needing to speak day-to-day that much English, because his entourage was speaking Italian to him the whole time. So he got quite a hard time in the press about his level of English. But it's hard as an adult to learn a foreign language.
It's very true. What about the footballer's tense? I'm not sure. Have you got that anywhere? I've gone out. I've gone out. I've headed the ball.
He's turned. He's had a look. He's looked up. He's played. You know.
It's, yeah. What about that? Did you count that? Because it's very important.
I imagine this is the thing that the English teachers get asked in the lessons. They're like, "But sir, you know, he's saying that. That's wrong, isn't it?" And then we have to tell them, "Yeah, that's not standard English." That's is a kind of sort of local dialect, if you like. But that Wallace tense is very easy to understand. And actually, in most European languages, it will translate directly into their language, probably easier than the proper tense, as it were.
I like the management speak section. It was frustrating. It was a frustrating afternoon for us. We clearly deserved to win, but the referee clearly didn't want us to. So that's going to get you up in front of the FA.
You'd be in trouble with that.
It was disappointing not to get the win, but you have to give the other team credit for a fine display. It's Arsene Wenger, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, I do happen to be an Arsenal fan, so I think some of Arsene's... I probably based some of those context on Arsene's interviews, maybe.
Yeah, it could be. So it's interesting, isn't it? Here we are. You're getting a second hit at a book you kind of wrote 5 years ago. Has it been updated since? Or
well, not. I mean, I haven't done a new edition, but I think a book like this has got a shelf life of about maybe 10 years before it needs to be updated. But yeah. I'll probably get round to an update maybe in the next. Next 2 or 3 years.
I notice you've kept away from money. You've not said things like, he's such a good player, we'd be prepared to spend $5 million on him. Because it gets a bit Dr. Evil, doesn't it, in the end?
That will be in the next edition, these crazy sums, that's with all the TV money. That might have to feature in its own chapter, yeah.
Sure. And the section where you send a text to your leading striker saying you don't want him anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Mates and bring your dinner, that's not in here, sadly.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Tom. Well done, good to talk to you. Mm.